Well, hey, Chris, being you is great. I wish I could be you all the time.
More often.
Say it again.
No, you say it again, goddamn.
No, I was reading it from my phone.
It was great. I wish I could be you
more often.
Okay. What was it, 7?
I don't know. It's your fucking list, dog.
Every time. Number 10, I have Killer Callion, Lorraine Motel. At number 9, I have Joyner Lucas, 508-507-2209. At number 8, I have Apollo Brown and Planet Asia, Anchovies. At number 7, I have Rhapsody, Layla's Wisdom. At number 6, I have Open Mike Eagle, Brick Body Kids Still Daydream. At number 5, I have Sahai the Prince, No Dope on Sundays. Number 4, I have Jid, Never Ending Story. Number 3, I have Kendrick Damn. Number 2, I have Big Crit, Forever is a Mighty Long Time. And number 1, Jay-Z, 444.
Number 10, I have Tyler, Creator, Scumfuck, Flower Boy. At number 9, I have Ty Ferris and Trox, Room 39. Number 8, I have 14KT, Rose Spit, Rose Gold. At number 7, I have J.I.D., The Never Story. At number 6, I have Jordan Lucas. I gotta get the number. I don't know the phone number. 508-507. 2209. Thank you, T-Bone. Thank you. At number 5, I have Big Crit, and Forever is a Mighty Long Time. At number 4, I got Open Mike Eagle, Brick Body, Kids Still J-Dreaming. Number 3, I have Quelle Chris, Being You is Great, I Wish I Could Be You More Often. Number 2, I have Odyssey, Iceberg. And number 1, I have Rock Marciano, Rosebud Revenge.
At number 10, I have Dope Knife with 1984. Number 9, I got Uncommon NASA with Written at Night. Number 8, we got J.I.D. with The Never Story. Number 7, Beans, Wolves of the World. Number 6, P.O.S., Chill Dummy. Number 5, we got Kendrick Lamar with Damn. Number 4, we got Brother Ali, All the Beauty in This Whole Life. Number 3, we got Billy Woods with Known Unknowns. Number 2, Open Mike Eagle with Brick Body Kid Still Daydream. And number 1, Still Holding True, Sadistics Alters.
Number 10, I have Chronic Tone, Blue and Green. Number 9, I have Rose Spit and 14KT, Rose Gold. 8 is Quelle Chris, Being You is Great, I Wish I Could Be You More Often. 7 is Milo, Who Told You to Think. Number 6, Armin Hammer, Rome. Number 5, Billy Woods, Known Unknowns. Number 4, Rock Marciano, Rosebud's Revenge. 3, Cunnilingus, Rose Azura Yano. Number 2, Open Mike Eagles, Brick Body Kids, Still Daydream. And number 1, Odyssey, The Iceberg.
Like, at least for the last 3-4 years, I've pretty much done it the same way. It's what I personally think has been the best albums, plus what I go to back the most. So the one that I have in my top 10 that I was kind of on the fence was Sahai, because it just came out. So I know I haven't had enough time to sit with it, but shit, I go back to it so much that it had to be. And I told y'all in the review it was going to be in my top 10 list. I just didn't know where.
Where is it again?
Number 5 for me.
So everybody else still kind of go with the same type of method?
Yeah, just kind of like replay value for me. Like how much I replay albums, how much I wanted to revisit them, you know. That's just it.
My method is strictly what did I listen to the most. I don't do the whole is the quality of this album better, because it would just be too hard for me to rank. So I take that out of it and I just say, as a personal choice, what was I going back to the most? So that's exactly why Sahai was not there. That's exactly why Cunnilingus was not there. That's exactly why Armin Hammer was not there. Those albums came out too late in the year. Mm-hmm. So I can't, even though I could make the argument, of course, that those albums are better albums than some of the ones on my list, but it would be disingenuous for me to pretend, oh, I was listening to those albums more, because I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to these other albums more. You know, I was listening to these other albums constantly. Like, these were the ones that were in my rotation. Like, that Rock Marciano, like, I love that album, but I think it was just after we had that mid-year and I realized that it came out this year, it was like, for some reason I just didn't return to it anymore. I don't know what it was.
Out of everything on my list.
Did you love that album when it came out?
Though? Yes. As of right now, today, that's the thing I'm listening to the most on my entire list. Mm. So that's the reason why I had to place it so high.
Where did you have Big Crit?
Big Crit was number two.
Number two, okay.
Behind Jay. I'm surprised y'all, like you, I kind of understand, but y'all didn't have Jay-Z at all, especially you?
Yeah, I just...
Nah. So you don't, y'all not listening to Jay?
Not anymore. Like, I played it one more time, and I just didn't quite get that same feeling.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last time I played it.
That
it's still a good album. Yeah. I'm not
Yeah, 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 of course.
Because I think me and Ken, I think we didn't have Kendrick Lamar in our top 10 either.
That's the one that surprised me. Jay didn't surprise me, but Kendrick being in...
Wait, where was he in your mid-year? In your mid-year?
He was five. He was right at five in my mid-year.
So he bumped down five spaces since then?
He's gone completely from here.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think Jay-Z was in my mid-year, too.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that's kind of odd. I don't know that they bumped out. Like, because they were high, right? Like, you saying they were like two, three, maybe like that?
If I still have them in here ranked. I actually listen to Kendrick today.
Well, I need to know how that works, then. So, if like, Kendrick and Jay both were in your top five, they either had to be like three or two or something like that. How do they get knocked completely out of a top 10?
New stuff came out that I like more. I don't play them as often anymore. Like, they kind of, not necessarily, I guess they, like, you know they exist, but they just kind of became an afterthought, you know, really. So, I just
didn't. Is that fair, though? Like, to, because it came.
How's it not fair?
No, I'm just saying, because, like, if it's something that you was bumping and you really like and you really enjoyed, like, in February, right? And just because you didn't
Not even February, because we do the
I understand that, but I'm just saying February. But, okay, we can say June. Something that you was listening to in June, you know, and then just because it's been time, like, months past, you didn't listen to it, which is rightfully so, like, if something else new came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does that then, like, get knock something out, I guess. I guess that's what I don't understand. How did that happen? Like, you still enjoyed that project when you
did it. Yeah, I still do. And when I went back out and listened to them, I was like, these are still, like, it's no knock on the albums. But this year, for me, has been different than the years past because I didn't listen to a lot of music. I mainly listened to podcasts more this year than I have listened to music.
Okay.
So there are still a lot of albums that are out that are on y'all list that I haven't even listened to.
Well, I'm just talking about the ones that you have, though.
Right.
Kendrick and Jay in particular. So, because what's your process then?
Kind of the same. It's no different than anybody else. These are the ones that I personally like and enjoy the most. And then it's just a matter of taking those albums, putting them all together. I think I can get me able to like 13 to 15.
So, but isn't it a difference between, and I guess this could apply to everybody, a difference between something that you like and enjoy the most versus something that you play the most? Because you can play something the most because you're in that particular mood to play it. Doesn't necessarily mean you enjoy it most.
A mood album?
Uh-huh.
I don't know that a mood album would even make my top 10. Like Ali's album.
Mm-hmm.
That's an album that's just so positive that I feel what you're saying. Like, I'd have to be in that mood where I feel like hearing like some uplifting music.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have something like NASA's album or Sadistic's album that's a little bit darker,
right,
where I have to be in that mood. But I mean, if it's an album where I can only listen to it if I'm in a certain mood, I wouldn't put that in my top 10. Like Dalek's album, like I wanted to put that on there, but I have to be in a mood. It's a very specific mood to put that album on. That's not an anytime album. Like Ali's album, I would prefer to listen to it when I need to be uplifted. Mm-hmm. But if it just came on and I was not feeling like that way, I would still be like, damn, this shit is dope. And I'd still enjoy it.
It makes sense what you're saying, but it's just still, and this confuses me every year. I always have this question. Something that you might have been bumping really hard in January and February, you know, it's December. Of course you may not be bumping that anymore, but you may have bumped it for the last 2-3 months, and then because you don't even remember it because it's December, now it doesn't even make your list.
But see, that's why my process is not the same as, because I agree with what you're saying. Like, it's that fresh factor.
Right.
So something comes out in November, yeah, of course you're going to listen to it more,
right,
because it just came out and it's
exactly
fresh.
Yeah.
Like an album that, like that Cunnilingus album, I wore that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't make sense for me to then say, well, I'm going to put it higher on my list than, say, Ali's album.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been out for a lot longer and I'm still listening to it regularly. So that's why these lists are a little bit hard to do.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more complicated than just, oh, what do I like the most?
That's why for me on my list, I definitely have to look into, you know, who I think put out, you know, overall a better project. But
that's
I also,
hard. That's too hard.
It is extremely difficult, but that's why I also factor in almost in an equal sense, what am I listening to the most?
But is it hard if it's just, if it's your personal preference though?
No, it is because every album is different, and who am I? I'm not the authority to say that.
You're the authority of yourself, though.
I am
what you.
That's why it's hard.
Okay.
Because you're the authority of yourself. Exactly. It's like you have to really. Like, I think that that's just too much brain power, and I don't have that much brain power left. I'm old. So for me to really sit down and, like, really use that kind of brain power to say, all right, do I think that Brother Ali's album, production wise, lyric wise, vocal wise, was crafted better than Cunnilingus' album? That's just too much.
Well, I wouldn't even say like going that deep with it. It's just like, yo, do I just like this one better?
But that's what those are two different things.
I was thinking that you were saying that you did your list because the one you went back to the
exactly
most.
The one I'm
see. I guess we look at it differently then. See, you look at going back to it the most. You said it's interchangeable with like the most, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I don't.
Okay.
I guess because I can go back to something and it doesn't necessarily mean that I like that more. You know what I'm saying? Because it's plenty of albums that I've listened to more than 444.
Why would you listen to an album more than 444 if you like 444 more?
Right.
Because 444 is just like one of those albums that I feel like maybe I could just put on anytime or whatever, and I may not want to wear it out or whatever. Mm-hmm. I might want to just put it on, you know, periodically.
So what
or whatever
made you, what made
versus
you
something that I just like play out, like say like a 21 Savage, like because it hit and knocked or whatever, and I listen to it most of the time when I'm driving. So I put it on every time I'm driving because when I'm driving it seemed like a ride out album.
So but you a listen J-40. To 21 more, but not Jay, but you enjoy Jay more.
Exactly.
No, I feel you. And seeing that's the reason why, like, my first criteria is what like at first when I'm crafting this, it's not just the first 10. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my list starts 15, 18, mm-hmm. right? Because these are the 18 projects I think were crafted the best from beginning to end.
So you start there.
So I start there. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm looking at this list of more than 10, then I'm breaking them down. Okay, who do I enjoy more? What am I listening to? What impacts me? Mm-hmm. What like why do I like this album more than the other? And then that's how I come out with my top 10.
Right.
But for me, you know, the initial criteria is how good of an album is this from beginning to end? You know what I'm saying?
In my personal opinion. Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed Killer Kalion, right? And that's the reason why he was number 10 versus Ugly God the Booty Tape. Two completely different projects.
Who the fuck is Ugly God the Booty Tape?
It's something that you didn't want to do because of the name and the name of the mixtape.
What's the name of the mixtape?
Booty Tape.
Oh, I thought his name was Ugly.
His name was Ugly God the Booty Tape.
Oh, I'm like, that is the shittiest name I've ever heard in my entire life.
Ugly God, the name of the project is Booty Tape. Yeah. But I listened to Killer Kalion, and because his message just resonates more with the time right now, I felt more compelled to put that on the top 10 list because both of those projects, I listened to them about the same. And I understand where you're coming from because it's just fresh, but it's just like, shit, when I'm looking at it over these other projects that I put toward the bottom five, I'm like, right now, this is high shit better. That's why I had to put it where it's at. You know what I'm saying? So everybody has their own differences. It's just, you know, Kendrick and Jay, especially for you two. I don't know, man.
Still nigga?
Come on.
Still nigga? Kendrick still gets wore the fuck out. Like, I like the album more now than I did when it came out. Like, I don't see how that could make a top 10. Can we make a point really fast for everybody that's wondering? For those of you that did decide to put Run the Jewels 3 on your list.
There are a lot of publications.
I know there are. I still say that that's cheating. Mm-hmm. But if you want to do it, great. But just for everyone that's wondering, yes, if it came out this year,
oh yeah,
it would be number one. No question. but it didn't come out this year, guys. I'm sorry.
Did you have Jid on yours?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Because mid-year, I forgot about Jid.
Yeah.
No, I didn't forget about Jid. Jid was in fighting at number five with Beans.
Okay. Because I remember when I mentioned it in mid-year, you're like, shit.
That would have made would actually been my five if I wouldn't have forgot about it.
Okay.
I think Kendrick Lamar was my was my five.
Was Jid in your top 10?
Yeah, he was in my top 10. Yeah. He would have been in my five if I would have remembered.
You did or had you did?
I didn't.
Why didn't you?
It's so good.
It is. But, it is, man.
Yeah, it's just the ones that I have. I would play those before that one.
I still have not listened to Quelle Chris's album.
Bruh.
I know.
Crazy.
But you know what it was? You know what it was? When it started getting
him since Luke Dreams.
No, I've listened to him.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I've listened to him. Yeah, but I listened to that album.
Okay.
And every time I try to remember, I forget. Mm-hmm. And I remembered about a month ago. And what happened, y'all gonna think this is stupid as fuck. But what happened was, I was like, man, it's too close to the year. I don't want to fuck with my list. Because it was stressful enough trying to get this down to 10.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I'm not doing this.
You did that shit to me, but this was after we did our shit. I think it was a tone deaf. He was like, man, you got to listen to this shit. And after we did our top 10, I listened to it. I was like, fuck. I'm glad I didn't listen to it. Because you would have you fucked my top 10 up there.
And that's why I'm kind of glad I listened to that Quelle Chris. I have a feeling I'm going to love it. But I was like,
I think you will.
Let me just not do this. Because there were other albums that I played, and I was like, oh, this is really good. But I can't.
Yeah,
I can't deal with this. Yeah. I don't have the time. But yeah, I'm going to check out that Quelle Chris, though.
Did you have anchovies on your joint, too?
No, it was another one that was like, it was John Wayne, Arm & Hammer, yeah, Planet Asia. That was when I was at the end. I was like, damn, Kendrick Lamar. Like, this was the albums that was like fighting for that 10th spot along with Tyler. Yeah, so I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, I know. Not for me, man. Kendrick definitely got high replay value. Anchovies definitely got high replay value for me. So I had to put Anchovies on there, man. I feel some type of way that we weren't able to do the one-on-one review with it. You know what I'm saying?
Why can't you do it now?
That's just like 4 months old.
So?
We're telling you about doing it one.
You ain't lying, Mike. You ain't lying.
We could do whatever the fuck we want to do, Mike.
What do you guys just think about the year? This year in hip hop or music, just overall?
It was a good year. Hip hop
was a good year.
I thought for me, this year was the year of the new dope artists. There was a lot of artists to break out in 2017. I think every year we're gonna see with the advent of the internet and how accessible certain shit is now, how people could blow up, there's always gonna be new artists. But I think that this year, the new artists that stood out to me are highly talented. Like Jid, right? Like, we never heard where the hell did this guy come from?
IDK,
you know what I'm saying? Joyner Lucas, even though he's been in the game, but this was his breakout year. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a lot of these new cats with super talent.
I'm just waiting for Rosebud Revenge, too. I know Rox Marciano. Look, I'm sorry. I'm just saying. I know he's working on it, and it's supposed to be coming, so I'm assuming next year it's gonna hit.
I think it closed well. I think middle of the year, I was like, we're going to shaky ground.
You think like September was, to now, you think it
But I up? Think, yeah, I think it, I think we got some really good projects as the year went on.
I got one more question about y'all list. And pretty much everybody, because everybody gave him high praise. Nobody else besides me had Crit on their list. And you had Crit? Where would you put Crit? You put Crit number five. Okay, my bad. But I know y'all two didn't have him on there. Okay, and I remember during the review you stating that you broke the double album curse. So I thought that was huge. And then, you know, just listening to everything you put on there, I didn't necessarily expect it from you. I didn't expect it from you either, but it's just, you know, I guess I have to question since he's my guy.
I liked the album.
He ain't a sellout. You're a sellout.
You're a sellout. Yeah, like, you're a sellout.
This dude is from Meridian, Mississippi.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Made a dope ass album. And you can put this man on top 10.
I acknowledged in the review, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, shout out to Meridian. You know what I'm saying? You repping then, but you ain't repping now.
It's fucked up, man.
It's messed up.
It is.
It's a little messed up.
It is. He didn't even deny it.